This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded,
the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.
Well, if you didn't find love this last week, you're doomed forever.
You had your shot.
So, you didn't find any? Feeling pretty low about yourself?
I was just really busy. I had a lot to do this weekend.
It was last week, too. So over the last, like, 6 days, there's been two massive opportunities to meet that special someone here in the city. If you're a dude, you should have went to the Backstreet Boys concert, as the ratio of men to women was about, I don't know, 17 to 1.
Yep.
And then I was at an event this weekend where I noticed the odds were exactly opposite. The ratio was opposite. It's like 17 to 1 dudes to girls at the UFC event on the weekend.
That's cool that you went to that.
It was awesome. I got to media access and got to sit like second row. So you could actually like hear the people's faces when they got hit. It was awesome.
Yeah, no, I didn't go to either of those.
There were dudes everywhere.
They don't care about women in that moment. They're there to like get jacked up about two dudes like hugging in a ring.
Well, some of the men that were there, maybe.
Yeah.
But
if you were a single woman at the UFC, though, guys are going to see you and assume you're there with your boyfriend, right?
Maybe.
Yes.
But no, like I saw groups of girls that were there together, you know?
With their boyfriends.
Well, they weren't when I saw them.
Yeah, they went to the bathroom. That's what girls do.
But if you look at a guy and do the hand motion.
Not the hand motion. You just make like, eye contact. No. You don't do that.
Okay.
Bad first impression. You just have to like hold eye contact for like 2 seconds too long. And then they're like, oh, she's into it.
And then flex, because they're into like tough chicks too, obviously. And then kick them right in the chest.
Right in the junk. They probably love
not
that.
Not the junk. That's illegal. Do you ever watch UFC?
Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet.
Police in Georgia are investigating after a woman fired a gun inside a McDonald's just because they gave her cold fries. The cops were called around 2:45 p.m. That's the part that surprised me. I was like, oh yeah, okay, this makes sense. You go to the bar, you're a bit tipsy, everybody wants some McDonald's afterward before they go home and pass out.
You're carrying because you're in Georgia.
Ryder. But no, I expected this to be a 2:45 a.m. phone call. No, middle of the afternoon, that upset that her fries were cold. I don't know. I kind of like McDonald's fries cold. You know when you get them and they're like way too piping hot and you take a bite and it just tastes like grease? You got to let that soak in for a bit.
Here's the thing. All she would have had to do was go and say like, hey, listen, my fries are a little bit cold. Is there any chance you can put in a new batch for me? And they probably would have said yes.
This is what you have to do. Life hack by Lisa Evans. When you go to McDonald's and order your fries, you say, I'd like mine without salt, please. And then they have to make you a fresh batch. Have you seen how much salt they put on their fries?
Yeah.
I actually worked the fry machine when we were working for McHappy Day.
Mm-hmm.
My arm hurt for a week after shaking that salt. There's a petition to move Halloween to the last Saturday in October every single year. It's past 100,000 signatures. What are your thoughts on this? Do you prefer the Halloween party to always be on a Saturday, or do you like the weeknight?
I like the weeknight because I can go and enjoy Halloween with my daughter on the weeknight, and then the closest Saturday is usually the party,
okay,
and I can party like an adult. You know what I mean?
Right, you just like lock your daughter in her room.
No. She has a mom.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, like I'm saying, that gives you an opportunity to enjoy Halloween with the kids on a weeknight.
Uh-huh.
Or on, like, a Sunday. And also give her.
You're right. It does give you an excuse to party twice.
Exactly.
Wow, valid. And last but not least, I love this story. Five guys have been arrested at Five Guys for fighting. It's just, you can't make this up.
Speaking of fries from your first story, there's no way the fight was over to, like, who gets the fries, because they put so many in the bag, right?
They really do.
Sharing would have been easy.
The last time I went to Five Guys Burgers, I got it to go, and I, like, pumped a bunch of ketchup into one of those little, like, paper foldy things. And I had all the food on the top of my car, getting things ready, go in, sit in my car, and I'm like, where'd that ketchup go? And I sat on it.
Oh, really?
In my car, yeah. Light colored interior, cloth, ketchup butt.
Why do you feel shame? 780-784-7107. It may have something to do with making bad decisions while intoxicated. Might have something to do with just doing something embarrassing.
Yeah, I was talking to this guy on the weekend, and I just have like this cough. It's a lingering cough because I was sick last week. And you know when you get that like tingle in your throat and you can't hold in the cough?
Mm-hmm.
You have to just cough. And I tried so hard to hold it in. I couldn't even, like, my reflexes weren't fast enough to turn away, and I just coughed in his face.
Okay.
So he left.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect there. Your friend had an embarrassing moment that involved me, actually.
Yeah, it definitely involved you. Well, your doppelganger.
She came over to pick up her car in the morning after a night of partying.
Yeah, for sure. So I answer the door. I hear her knocking because my bedroom is right beside your front entrance there.
Yeah.
And I was on cough medication. So I was kind of out of it, half listening to her when she's in, like, gathering all of her items in my bedroom. She's talking quite loud.
I hear the knock and head towards the door as well, having no idea who it was. And then you beat me to it.
Yeah, I just stumbled out of bed. Unlocked it, went back to bed, and as she was just talking to me as I was trying to sleep again, she's like, yeah, so I was at a guy's place last night, and I was like, that's cool, good for you. And then she said, he looked exactly like Ryder. And I was like, you slept with Ryder?
It wasn't me.
No, but basically, you could say that. So that's why we were laughing, and we didn't realize you were in the other room, like beside us in the living room drinking a coffee, and you're like, well, that's embarrassing. And she was like, you're awake? Because this was early.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just answer the door?
I was on my way to it. Like I said, you beat me to it. And so I just listened to your entire conversation about her hooking up with a guy that looked like me.
And she even showed me a picture and everything. I was like, yeah, that's Ryder.
She makes poor choices when she's drinking, obviously. But yeah, no, she was...
That shame over her was real. Like, not shame over of what she did, but she was just more so embarrassed that you heard that. Because now that's going to be a joke forever.
I'm always in such a rush to go to the bathroom, but I get, like, the nerve pees.
Yeah.
Right before I introduce somebody on stage or whatever, I think I have to pee.
So this was at Taste of Edmonton when you introduced Classified?
You got it.
Yeah.
I looked down and I'm like, oh, God.
Not again.
Luckily, again, the wind was strong enough to... solve the problem before I went on stage. But yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah. Do you ever think back to those times that your fly was down, talking to people all day, and then you notice it at the end of the day?
Yeah.
Or finally someone pipes up and they're like, yo, fly's undone, hey? How about that time that you and I were meeting with Dan? He owns Bite Me Meals, and I had like a huge piece of lettuce in my teeth the whole time. And then you told me like a week later, you're like, oh yeah, remember that time that we were talking to that guy? You had lettuce in your teeth the whole time. I just didn't have a chance to tell you. I was like, what do you mean you didn't have a chance to tell me?
At least
we had a 45-minute conversation with him.
It was healthy food. That was what we were talking about with him. You had lettuce in your face. I thought you were just like repping.
Showing it off?
Yeah.
Check it out. I ate a salad once.
780-784-7107. What do you got?
Okay. We went to a friend's wedding on Saturday night, and a few of us did a shot of tequila, and my husband choked on the lime. So he was coughing and coughing. We went back and sat at our table. He just kept coughing. And finally, he grabbed a red Solo cup and just puked right into the cup in front of everybody.
What time would this have been at?
It was probably like 10 o'clock.
So there were still grandparents there.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that is embarrassing.
10 o'clock, that's like right before the grandparents leave and they sit down with like their pastries and the like cute little dessert bar. Minding their own business, and then all of a sudden he's just throwing up into a cup beside them.
And they see that, and then they get up and they
and
leave.
Then they get their coats and they leave.
Everyone was pretty impressed that he got it all into the cup, though.
Yeah. I would be very impressed. You should be very proud.
Did it stop the coughing?
It did, yeah.
Oh, good. We are talking shame over stories. Just when you mix a hangover with a little bit of shame, Wesley, fire away. You were at UFC this weekend, and you gave her pretty hard.
Yeah, I drank a lot. Well, I ended up blacking out, and I don't remember, but I guess we had a great time, and then some guys tried to fight us, and by the time they tried to fight us, nobody in my group knew where I was, and I was calling my parents and, like, friends, and it was like, I guess I was having a great time walking down the alleys and stuff. And then I ended up in Century Park, but I was supposed to be back to Beverly. So this is like 3:30 in the morning, and I'm not from the city, and I have no clue where I am. Somehow the bus driver let me get on. He took me back towards the Beverly area. I got out. Some homeless guy tried to walk with me, and like he's the whole time, I think he thought I was going to be giving him a drive, but I don't have any keys. I don't even have shoes on anymore. So yeah, it turned out to be quite the time, because I walked up at like 4 a.m. to my friend's house. And his wife is sitting in the living room. She just throws her hands up like they just scored a touchdown. And she's just like, oh, it's Wesley, he's home. So,
no shoes?
Wow.
Well, no, actually, it turns out at one point in time, I made it back to their house and tried to crawl in their like 2-foot side window, but I couldn't fit. So I just took my shoes and my keys and was like putting them on the side as I tried to wiggle through the window.
You found your shoes at the side of the house?
Inside one of their windows at their basement level.
Dude, this needs to be like Hangover Part 3.
Yeah, so that was before. I'm trying to piece it together myself. You ended up back at their house, dropped off your stuff unintentionally,
and then went
to another side of the city.
No, I was at the other side of the city, came back. I thought I was just walking like back to their house, but I guess when I got to their house, I blacked out again, and so I don't remember dropping anything off. And the next part, before I ended up walking back to their house, I woke up on, like, just the other side of the street in the alley in someone's truck who I don't know.
And there are so many plot holes here.
What?
Yeah, I will have to sit down and chat this out. But it was probably the biggest shame over in a long time. Been like 6-7 years since I drank any hard liquor, and there's probably a reason why.
Okay, the next time you do, you need to put a GoPro on your head.
Yes,
okay?
Please.
I'll do it if you guys supply the liquor and the GoPro.
Perfect.
Hey, deal. We have a
Thanks,
deal.
Thanks, Wesley. Great call.
No problem. Have a great day.
See you, bud.
Oh, by the way, Lisa, there already was a Hangover Part 3.
Of course there was. I'm just reading all these texts rolling into people being like, come on, Lisa, you don't know about the third Hangover movie? Oh, I'm sorry.
Segment on the show we call Recommend Something, where we just recommend something. That's why we called it that.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of people are going camping for the long weekend that's approaching.
I like how we're already talking about the long weekend and it's Monday.
Well, I have a hack. So if you're taking a cooler, freeze a case of water bottles and pack them around your food instead of using ice cubes, because as they melt, you'll just have fresh, cold water to drink.
Whoa!
It's so smart.
Especially with a hangover, you wake up, there's nothing worse than that first sandy bottle of warm water. Why not crack an ice cold, fresh, river fed bottle of Aquafina?
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your recommend something?
I noticed I went to, I believe it's called Pip. What did I call it? Pip? Yeah. Breakfast place on White Ave, or just off of White Ave near Meat and Next Act there. Amazing breakfast. So I'd like to recommend that first of all. But also, I noticed that on their website, you click a link and it sends you like through Yelp, but you can actually book your reservation time and it tells you exactly how many minutes until they'll seat you.
Because the girl at the front has the iPad that's actually updating whenever there's the next table.
So
available.
It's like, you got 23 minutes. So you can book from home and make sure that you're in line and then go and you're in. I don't know. I just think it's like, technology has done so many bad things for the world, but it also is super convenient when it comes to certain things. So
it's better than sitting outside or in line
exactly.
or in that busy entrance waiting for 45 minutes for your table.
I know. And there's like certain places you'll go and you'll look and see the line and you're like, nope. And then you'll just end up at like an all day breakfast place.
Which there's nothing wrong with, but you got to experience these cool local breakfast brunch places.
Pip might have had the best cup of coffee I've had in the city. So shout out to them, shout out to that app, and just like technology in general.
Hot mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Trending this hour.
Okay, did you read that news story about Meghan Markle saying that her neighbors aren't allowed to talk to them? Did you read that?
No.
Like they're banned from even small talking with them. I don't know if this is a rumor. It could be a tabloid, but that's crazy.
Yeah, that would be a tough life to adjust to, like all the rules and stuff. I know a lot of girls grow up wanting to be princesses, but when you actually become one and you're not allowed to talk to your neighbors, it must suck.
It might actually be a blessing for the neighbors, because you know those weird moments where you're like walking up the driveway and your neighbor's like watering their lawn and you're like, oh, do I have to talk? Do I pretend I don't see them?
No, you just wave. Just wave.
Even if they're like talking distance away?
Yeah, just hey. Come on, you know that.
All right, so we just played Shawn Mendes. I like to creep his Twitter every once in a while, or like Shawn Mendes updates. Because why not?
Once in a while. You run the account.
Every day I check it. But then I saw this picture of him talking to an older gentleman and there was security around. And I'm like, he's looking down on these people. How tall is Shawn Mendes? And I Googled it. Shawn Mendes is 6'2".
You know that like this segment of what's trending this hour is supposed to be like what's trending worldwide, not what's just trending in your Google searches, right?
Did anybody go and see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? Apparently it's 3 hours long, but it's worth it. It's Quentin Tarantino's best opening weekend in his entire career. That's awesome.
I heard that there's a lot of like storylines with Pulp Fiction that kind of work their way into this. Yeah.
What?
He's a master. He may go down as the best director of all time.
This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded,
the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.